Infectious disease specialist and professor at Florida International University, Dr. Eileen Marty, joins us now. Dr. Marty, good morning. Good to have you back with us. Let's talk about the big health story around here today. Whooping cough cases are up in Illinois and across the country. What can you tell us about this?
Well, there is no doubt that we are back to pre-pandemic levels of pertussis. I mean, that's basically what's going on, and a lot of that is a reflection of the fact that we're just not taking the same precautions we were during the COVID, the intense COVID pandemic era. That's part of it. But there's other reasons as well why we're seeing a rise in cases. There is the fact that the acellular vaccines, which we've been using in the United States for a while now and which are very safe, there are now strains of Bordetella pertussis, which is the bacterium that causes whooping cough, that can overcome the types of immunity that we get from the acellular vaccine. And that's part of the problem. And in fact, in Illinois, unfortunately, we're definitely seeing cases of these Bordetella pertussis that have this new PTXP3 allele, which increases the fitness of the bacterium, and also there are some strains that are having a change in another gene called the protactin gene, which is also making it easier for people who have waning vaccine immunity to remanifest whooping cough symptoms. So the combination of our changing behavior, the adaptation of the bacterium by having new genes, and that's really what's driving this problem.
Yeah, cases
the main reasons.
In our state, 5 times higher than last year, and babies are especially vulnerable to this. Is that right?
Yeah, babies, it depends, okay? It depends on the age of the baby. The neonates and the infants can have horrific problems. They can not be able to breathe. We call that apnea. So they have this life-threatening pause in breathing. The babies can turn blue. These babies may not, if they're very young, have the classical whoop sound that gives the name to the disease. Although children will, they'll have that whoop type of sound. Vomiting is fairly frequent in this. So really, children and neonates are very high risk, but it's also very high risk to elderly adults, right, which can have prolonged cough. In fact, some people cough so violently, and I've seen cases like this where they cough so violently that they break their ribs. I mean, you have all this hemorrhage and all these additional complications. So this is definitely a vaccine-preventable disease that is rising. One more thing that I should add in terms of the reasons that it's going up is that healthcare providers at all levels are increasingly aware of this, and when people present with the various symptoms that I just described and other related symptoms, we now have better diagnostic tests so that we're able to say, oh, this patient has whooping cough.
Mm-hmm. And it's highly contagious, too. So be cognizant of all that. A lot of questions from listeners about RSV and the RSV vaccine. Who should get it, Dr. Marty?
Okay, so that is a wonderful question. RSV is another very serious respiratory disease, and there are not one vaccine, but two vaccines and a monoclonal antibody. So in terms of the vaccines that are available, there is one from GlaxoSmithKline called AREXVY, A-R-E-X-V-Y. That particular vaccine is a beautiful vaccine. It's a recombinant vaccine. It cannot give you the disease. It comes with a little special adjuvant that GSK developed. And that one has been approved for people over 60 because, and it does brilliantly for people over 60. It has also very recently been also approved for people between the ages of 50 and 59 who have underlying conditions. So we will give it to anyone with underlying conditions age 50 or over, and we recommend it for anyone who just happens to be 60 or over. This particular vaccine has about a 82.6% efficacy against low-grade disease and a 94% efficacy efficacy against severe disease, and it's very well tolerated. You know, you get your usual pain at the injection site, that sort of thing. Very favorable and very, very good for older individuals, especially those with underlying conditions. The other vaccine is by Pfizer. It's also a recombinant vaccine, but it uses two different parts of the virus that is exposed to the immune system, two different parts of the fusion protein. And this is approved for people over 60 and for pregnant women about 32 weeks to 36 weeks gestation. Why do we give it to pregnant women? We give it to pregnant women to prevent RSV in their newborns, because as we already said, that's really, really serious. And why is the Pfizer one approved for pregnant women and the other one not? Only because that's where the clinical trial data comes from. It's probably the other one, the JSK vaccine, is probably just as good, but it hasn't been tested. And why is the Pfizer only given to people over 60 and not 50 to 59? Same answer. It has to do with whether the clinical trial was done or not. I suspect both are equally good in all of the settings and equally safe, but you got to do the studies and have the real data in order to advise the use of something. And the last one I want to mention is those monoclonal antibody called Beyfortus. That one's by AstraZeneca, and we give that to infants and children up to 2 years age, 24 months. It's also very, very well tolerated, and it's given to those babies that the mother did not get the vaccine during the appropriate time during the pregnancy, and therefore they are at risk. And it's very, very favorable data on this. You get about a 70% reduction in all these risks from RSV in babies. So, I couldn't give you just one answer, Bob, because there's a lot to take into consideration. I think, another thing people might want to know is, can you take it at the same time as other vaccines? And the answer is yes. You can definitely take an RSV vaccine with a COVID vaccine or a flu vaccine, but I would also take into consideration if you've ever had any vaccine reactions, if you have any allergies, if you're healthy at the time. Obviously, you don't want to take a vaccine when you already have an illness, a fever. You also want to think about risk factors for the various, for mm-hmm. whether we're talking about RSV or even whooping cough. I would take all these things into consideration.
Great information, as always. Thank you, Dr. Eileen Marty. I know you're disappointed. We ran out of time before you could talk about monkeypox, but I promise next week we'll do that, okay?
Okie dokie. Monkeypox next week.
Thanks.
Thank you.